You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So building confidence in one's faith is an ongoing journey for girls within the Christian faith by incorporating these strategies into their lives. Girls can cultivate a deeper sense of confidence in their faith, enabling them to navigate life's challenges with courage, strength, and reliance. What's wrong with my English today? There's something interesting with my English. Let me take that again. Breathe, Zanele. Okay, let's go. So building confidence in one's faith is an ongoing journey for girls within the Christian faith. By incorporating these strategies into their lives, girls can cultivate a deeper sense of confidence in their faith, enabling them to navigate life's challenges with courage, strength, and reliance on God. So we are joined on the line by Sister Ruth Chagunya here. She's a girls' life coach. How are you, sis?
I'm good. How are you? I think your heart is still in the Easter, right?
funny enough, I was here yesterday, you know, and I was okay. Guys, I'm working on a holiday. It's okay. But today, the moment I start the show, the English data bundles just finished.
The English. Oh, dear. Yeah, we have our best days, eh?
Yeah, indeed. But I trust I'll survive for the rest of the next 2.5 hours with my broken English.
You'll be good. Confidence and faith.
Right. You are right. English today is not make sure. But I know one thing that is make sure is that please pray for us. You know, prayer is going to happen.
Okay, shall we pray? Our Father who is in heaven, we come before you this morning. God, we are asking and praying that, Lord, may you put your words into our mouths, Lord. This is my prayer in your name, amen.
Amen and amen. So we're speaking about all things, you know, our girl children having confidence in their faith, because we have seen, even with us adults, you know, there are times where we doubt this faith. We're like, things do happen. I'm like, it's not make sure. And also for the girl children, because they're still growing up, they will and might be experiencing some of those things. But now, looking at the issues of prayer, you know, how does it now contribute to building the confidence in our children, like the faith, the confidence in their faith? Because sometimes, prayer na yoshem, sometimes you put it on a leave, like prayer, now you are on leave, you know, but that continue, how does it help, you know, the confidence in their faith?
Okay. You know, as I was thinking about this topic, you know, the Bible has something for everyone. It has something for everyone, even the young girls. And we have a story in the Bible about the servant girl who was taken captive by Naaman. This was a young girl, and she's there, she's a servant. You know, she has been ripped from the society that she knows, from the life and environment that she has been brought up in. But already we can see that this girl is someone who had grown in her faith, her confidence in faith. We find her speaking to the, you know, captain of the army, telling him, look, my God, the God that I know, the God that I know in these, maybe she was 7, maybe she was 10, maybe she was 15. We don't know how old she was, but they say she was a young girl. And she says, my God, I have a God who I believe in, where I come from, my God. And I find that so profound, because today, if our girls were taken from the environment that they know, from their society, if today church stopped, if life happened, would they be able to have that kind of faith? At what level of faith are they in? And so here we find a story of a girl who we can definitely see that she has a strong confidence in her faith. She has grown that confidence in God. And you're asking and saying, how does prayer contribute to building confidence in faith for girls? You know, this is such a profound question. And as I was reading it, it came to me in different ways to say, first of all, what does prayer do? Do the young ladies know what prayer does. I want to speak to the young ladies today. I believe many girls in South Africa today are on holiday. Young ladies, prayer does something that only prayer can do. Prayer is an important aspect of life, that without prayer, you are empty. You have nothing. You cannot achieve anything. True. And you need prayer to grow and go through life. Mm-hmm. I remember as a young girl observing those around me, the adults around me. It would have been my mom, my dad, my aunts, and everyone. And, you know, I would see situations coming up in life, you know, big things. And, you know, it would be maybe... Let us, a simple example, let us pray for, maybe we would have, you know, let us pray for a car. We need a car in the house, you know, and there is no money and there is nothing. But somehow, you know, you'd realize that they are praying. There is fasting going on, something, you know, they are fighting, you know, through prayer. They are, you know, going through this in prayer through simple faith. You know, you can't even see who is being spoken to. You cannot see what the push is, you know, but you can see that people are praying. And you realize that 2-3 months later down the line, a car appears at home. And, you know, the story behind that car is so profound. The money would have come from somewhere. You know, something would have happened. So what I'm saying, young ladies, is first of all, be curious about God. Be curious about prayer. Look around and see what prayer is doing for others. I can tell you today on my own account, in my own life story, in my own journey, that I would not be speaking to you today. You know, I wouldn't be here on this platform. I would not be able to witness and share on what prayer has done in my own life. You know, I would not be the person I am today. Somebody prayed for me. I prayed to God. I agonized with God, young ladies. I spoke to God. God, I need this. God, this is where I am. God, this, reaching out to God in prayer. And there are things that will only happen once you have prayed, once you are found praying. So what I'm saying, young ladies, is you need to be found praying. Whatever thing is going to come your way, whatever situation, young ladies, you know, things happen in life. You may be a young girl and you realize that, you know, perhaps you wake up as an orphan. And what do you have? You know, not everyone is fortunate enough to have support, you know, in their lives. And you realize that the only person that I can rely on here is God. And the only way that I can reach out to him is God. You know, I always have this this picture in my mind. I don't know if I've shared it here before, of, you know, where I'm going through something, through the bumpiest of rides, and I'm going through this storm. I see myself in this huge sea, and, you know, there's a lot of water and the cross is sticking out of the water, and, you know, and I'm holding onto that cross for dear life, because if I dare let go, if I dare let go, my dear daughters, my dear girls, if you dare let go of prayer, you may not see what prayer is doing today. It may seem like lip service, like you are just speaking into the air. No, you are not. No, you are not. You know, there's a writer who says that when you pray a prayer today, you have planted a seed. You know, in planting a seed, it's not that it will come up instantly. It's not that it's going to grow in the next 5 minutes or something. It takes time for the biggest trees to grow. It takes time for the most beautiful things to happen in life. And this only happens when you pray. And when you pray, and so what I am saying is your prayer journey needs a certain level of understanding who God is and how God operates. You know, I've come to a point where I've realized that, in all honesty, God's ways are not my ways. They are absolutely not.
True.
They are not. And his plan is definitely not my plan. You know, I remember last week I was really battling with something in my life. I was really down, really, really down. I also believe that as you are sharing about faith, about prayer, you need to be honest about these things.
True.
It needs to be practical. And often we miss that practicality of what is happening in our lives and how prayer is impacting and so forth and so forth and so forth. And so I want to share with you today, young ladies, what prayer has done for me. Not that I am perfect. No, I have my struggles. I have my wars. Life is happening in a special way. But what I'm saying is what I have today is prayer.
Mm.
And so I was saying, you know, I was struggling deep in the, I was in the dumps. Mm-hmm. I was deep in some form of depression. And, you know, I couldn't even... All I could say is, God, are you there? Mm. God, are you there? Where are you? Where are you, God? Are you there? You know, and I'm struggling and whatever. And something then happened that was so profound. Unfortunately, I cannot share what happened. But, you know, something happened. And through prayer, young ladies, God opens our eyes. God reveals the hidden things of life. Mm. Young ladies, one thing we need to pray for, you know, we pray for many things, but I realize that we forget to pray for revelation.
Mm.
We need God to reveal certain things to us, to understand, you know, to say today, God, I need to see evidence of you in my life today. I need evidence. Mm. And, you know, I had been crying and saying, God, where are you? And I woke up, I jumped up. God had spoken. God had revealed it, something so deep and so frightening. And in him revealing this, you know, it was from a place of pure emptiness where I'm feeling that God has abandoned me.
Mm.
And, you know, through my, you know, through my desperate prayer, you know, like God, you know, in the end, you can't even pray the prayer. You can sit, all you can do is sit and say, God, where are you?
Mm.
Where are you? And so God showed himself.
Okay.
He did. And I could only look back and say, God, you have a sense of humor.
There.
You are there. Yes, you are there. You have just shown me your presence. You are not silent. You're not silent. You are there. Mm-hmm. You are there. You may not be doing what I want right now, but you have just said, Ruth, I see you, girl. Mm. I see you.
Mm.
And I've got you. So what I'm trying to say, young ladies, is pray for the big things, for the small things, for the things you don't understand, for, you know, pray, pray, pray. You may not understand what you are doing now. You may not understand it. But I want to come back to the issue of the servant girl.
Mm.
Here she is by herself navigating life, you know, doing life as an adult at 10 years old. She is already grown up. You know, some of us still have our comforts. We are still covered in one way or the other. Begin your prayer life now. Begin your journey with God. And, you know, I want to say, coming back to, you know, to the question, how does prayer contribute to building?
Yeah.
You know, what I want to say is, you know, I've spoken about what prayer does.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the building part. How does prayer contribute to building?
Mm.
Just the building part. The whole question is, how does prayer contribute to building confidence and faith? For girls, you know, I want to talk, how does prayer contribute to building?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Building means that you begin at absolutely nothing.
True.
You're beginning at nothing. Young ladies, your prayer life may be at nothing today.
Mm-hmm.
But it can begin little by little every day. I don't know who you are out there in the world and you haven't spoken to God. You don't know how to speak to God. You don't know how to reach out to him. But it's, you know, you can build from scratch.
True.
there is a starting place with God. Where you think God is not, God is already there.
Mm.
God is present. He is already there. He's just waiting for you to begin sowing the seed of prayer. What I'm saying is prayer begins somewhere. You just have to begin. You don't need a budget to build a prayer life. You don't need something special. You just need to reach out to God. I'm sharing my experience of my weak prayer where I was, God, where are you? That's all I was saying. I was desperate, you know. And he shows up in such a big way. I did not kneel down to pray. I did not do so. I would, you know, it was just on my heart, on my mind, in agony to say, God, where are you? And God answered. There is no formula to prayer. I don't believe there is.
Yep.
I believe reach out to God in the most authentic way at that present moment. If it's that you need to sing and pray, you know, sing a song and read your Bible to pray, do it. Reach out to God, reach out to him. I always share the verse in James, you know, it says, come near to me and I will come near to you, you know. And so you need to build your prayer life. And I want to mention that the life of building a prayer life, you never, that building never ends.
That's true.
Because God is going to throw a curveball.
Yep.
Life is going to happen.
Yep.
And you will realize that you are back at square one, and you have to start building again. You need to start growing again. So begin where you are. Maybe not have a spirit of arrival with prayer to say, when I pray, you know, no. Every situation is different. Every approach is different. What matters is that you have stopped to pray, you know. And so I want to say that in building, you are growing your prayer muscle. Prayer is a process of building faith. Prayer is the process where you know that, okay, fine, I have gone back down to zero. What do you have? Sometimes God just wants us to gain faith. That's all. That is all. He just wants us to gain that faith within us. He won't even answer your prayer. He just wants you to be faithful. Maybe you haven't reached to that point where he wants you to be. And so things will keep happening to pull you back and forth, to pull you back and forth. And you are forced to keep on praying, to keep on praying, to keep on praying, to keep holding on to the cross for dear life. What matters is you held on.
Yep.
And that's what God wants sometimes. That's all that he wants, that you held on. And you know, it's such a